I would like to thank our superintendent and Mayor Scanlon for having this wonderful kickoff here on our campus. Our school is a school of visual and performing arts, so we're rooted in creativity. So Halloween is very important to us because it's a day in which we will see students creative all around the city in various variations and replications of characters that you choose to resemble. So we are so happy to have this kickoff here, and we would like to welcome Mayor Scanlon to our school, and we have a little something here from these students, some cards they made to welcome you to our school, and to our wonderful superintendent. I am not going to welcome her. I'm just going to say she's back home, and I'm sure she'll contextualize why. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Anybody ready for Halloween?
Yeah.
Come on. Is anybody ready for Halloween?
There we go.
Well, happy Halloween. It is a pleasure for me to be here at Buffalo Public School number 61, the Arthur O. Eaves School of Distinction, with so many fantastic and talented and energetic young people. I want to thank Principal Nathaniel Barnes for having us here today. I want to thank the faculty and staff and all these amazing students for joining us today as we discuss some Halloween safety tips. One of the key components and one of the things my administration is going to be focusing on is safety. And that's no more paramount than when we're talking about our children. Keeping them safe is one of our number one priorities, if not our number one priority, because if we're not safe and we're not healthy, everything else is kind of irrelevant. We've got to make sure we're taking care of our young people and that they're healthy and safe. I want to thank the superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, Tanja Williams-Knight, for joining us today, and Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia for joining us today as we discuss some safety tips. So when we talk about Halloween, what do we want to do first? We want to have fun, right?
Yes.
Yes, we want to go out and have fun, but first we have to be safe in order to do that. We have to be safe in order for us to go out and have some fun. So just want to touch on a couple of Halloween tips, some safety tips for you to take home and think about. Maybe you tell your brother or your sister about, tell a friend about, so everyone knows all about them. And for anyone watching, you know, some of these tips are going to be helpful if you spread them around your neighborhood. You know, one of the first things is the hours that really you should be out trick-or-treating. The focal hours are really between 6 and 8 p.m. You know, it starts to get dark this time of the year, so if you can get out there a little early while it's still a little light out, and get around trick-or-treating, that'll be great. But by about 8 o'clock, maybe hope to start to wrap it up. To the adults at home, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, we encourage you to please be out accompanying our young people when they're out trick-or-treating so we have a set of adult eyes on them. The other thing with your costumes, please try and wear some bright colors or reflective tape or carry flashlights, whatever you can, to make yourself visible to both bicycle and vehicle traffic. And, you know, we got to make sure we're safe. This time of the year it gets dark, like I said. Who knows, you might have rain, makes it even more difficult for some people driving their cars and things like that to see our young people. But another key tip to the block clubs of the city of Buffalo and other organizations within our neighborhoods that mean so much to our neighborhoods. If you see any suspicious activity, please do not hesitate. Anything you're thinking might seem out of order, please call 911 and let us know. And another thing for kids when you're out trick-or-treating, a key indicator of whether a house is participating in Halloween is look for that porch light, whether it's on or not, or that front door, if that light's on. If it's not, people are probably not home, not trick-or-treating, so make sure you stick to the houses where the lights are on, things of that nature, so everything's well lit and you're nice and safe. So now to pass this off for some additional safety tips and some conversations about Halloween, I'm going to pass things over to the superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, Tanja Williams-Knight.
Thank you. Is this the home of the butterflies? I heard that. Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I want to thank our principal, Mr. Barnes, who does an amazing job with his right hand, Ms. Bush, who is the assistant principal, and all of the staff here. I want to make sure that all of you have a lot of fun with Halloween. It's a long-term, Mayor, gotta listen really good, okay? You know, it's a long-standing tradition to dress up, to go out, to go to people's homes, some of which you may not know. So it's really important that you not go inside of anyone's home when you go. If you ring the bell, if that light is on, that porch light, and you say trick or treat, you open your bag and you get your treats, but you don't eat them right away. Why? That's right. So you got to have your parents or caregivers make sure that they check all of the treats that you receive, okay? And when you're crossing streets that night, look both ways, okay? And if there are adults that are listening, please, please, on trick-or-treat evening, be mindful that there will be children who are excited, who will be, you know, running and darting across streets as you're backing out of driveways and driving down streets. Please be mindful of that. We want all of our children, as our mayor has said, safe, and we want this to be a really good time. If you see animals that you don't know, pets, you know, maybe those are houses that you pass by, but if the public is listening, please make sure that your pets are secured also so that all of our children are safe on Halloween night. And adults, if children are under the age of 12, we want you to be with your children and make it a family affair for Halloween night. So with that, I'm going to ask our Buffalo Police Commissioner, Mr. Joseph Grimalia, to come forward and to share maybe a few more tips. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Superintendent. I'd have to say that Halloween is probably my favorite day of the year. I truly enjoy it. And really for the fact that Reese's Cups are my favorite. So if anybody wants to trade candy, I will take your Reese's Cups. But what I do want to send a message out to our motoring public is please slow down. There are a lot of children that are going to be out on the street. Unfortunately, they don't always listen, and they may dart between houses because they want to go hit a different house. They may dart between cars and come out and run in the street. We certainly encourage, and we're asking them to not do that and cross at the corners and at the crosswalks. But to the drivers out there, you're driving through neighborhoods, we're really asking you to slow down and go extra slow. There are going to be a lot of kids. I know in my neighborhood there's a lot of kids that are out, and they are all over the place. So we please ask you to slow down. Parents, keep an eye on your kids. Make sure that they have either a flashlight or, you know, some of these LED lights. Some of the costumes have lights. Make sure they're working. But we got to make sure that that our children are seen, that we're seeing them, and that they are seen. And stick in groups. Try to walk in groups. Try to walk with multiple kids and a parent as well. So our website or our socials have tips that were posted. Parents, please go take a look at those. There's a lot of tips on there, too many to list right now. But just be safe, but have fun. Most importantly, have fun. So with that, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Superintendent.
Again, thank you all for coming. Kids, I hope you have a fantastic time on Halloween. I hope you listen to the safety tips and you're safe out there while you're having fun. But in a second, you know, has anyone ever heard the saying, practice makes perfect? All right, well, we have some candy we're going to give you so you can practice for Thursday night. How does that sound? Good? All right, we'll hand a little candy out to you guys. So, all right, I want to thank everyone for coming today. Thank you very much.